Mike Shattuck spends a fair amount of time in his car. There's the daily commute to his office in Homewood and the hours he spends driving company executives around town. Shattuck is director of business development with the Birmingham Metropolitan Development Board.
I've noticed in certain areas in downtown, especially at certain times of the evening where you can sit in traffic, but it appears at the time that it's useless.
Okay, so when you want to find out how traffic works in a city, you go to the traffic engineering department, and that's what I'm doing. I'm getting ready now to get in my car, and we'll see how my trip goes downtown. Driving north on 11th Street right now, and I happen to hit the first light, and it's green. Now we're moving north on 20th Street. At the 4th Avenue South stoplight, we've got a green light, so we're going to go right through this one. Coming up on the 3rd Avenue South, the light is red. 25 seconds later, we're still waiting. We're sitting at the red light, and there isn't any traffic passing over 3rd Avenue South with the green light. So it's just, at this point, about six of us sitting at the red light waiting to head north. Almost a minute at the traffic light. Okay, we've got a green, so we'll go now.
This is our traffic management center. You'll see a bank of modems over there that have red lights on them.
The city of Birmingham has 700 signalized intersections. These computers control 430 of them. Software generates traffic light timing plans based on volume, block lengths, and travel speeds. The goal is to reduce the number of delays and to reduce CO2 emissions. Acting City Traffic Engineer Greg Dawkins says despite their best efforts and the high-tech algorithms, lots of people complain.
They want their one way to work and one way from work to be all green all the way. They're looking at it as the best benefit for them and not the best benefit for the whole.
Everybody that drives is a traffic engineer.
Senior traffic engineer Dennis Dickey has been with the city for 30 years.
It is frustrating because, you know, we do try to make decisions based on sound engineering judgment, and nobody would question an engineer on how big a beam should be when he builds a bridge. But they will question a traffic engineer if he says the light needs to be green this long, or there needs to be a stop sign, or maybe there doesn't need to be a stop sign.
One frustrated motorist wrote the Birmingham News with his theory that city traffic engineers purposefully made the lights slow so people would burn more gas, have to fuel up more often, and thereby pay more gas taxes to the city. Conspiracy theories aside, Dickey says there's a lot about traffic that most people don't understand.
A lot of people think there's pressure plates in the road, and there's not. Probably 30 or 40 years ago, there were some pressure plates that were used, but not anymore.
Some motorists also think if they flash their brights at a red light, it will somehow signal the lights to change. Not true. That thing that looks like a small camera atop some traffic lights is actually a special sensor that will only detect strobe lights mounted on fire trucks. Dickey says there really is no way to trick the traffic lights into changing for you quicker, whether your motivation is saving gas money or saving the environment. But wait, there is a bit of really high-tech hocus-pocus that could make your daily commute quicker and more environmentally friendly. Livia Iftoda and his colleagues at Rutgers University have been working on what they call vehicular computing. Basically, they're studying how car-to-car wireless communication could improve the timing of traffic lights. In the simplest plan, microchips embedded in cars or in drivers' cell phones would tell a traffic light how fast the car is going and where they're located.
But you can imagine the flow of communication going the other way around, from the traffic light to the driver, informing the driver that, for instance, he's unlikely to catch the next traffic light, so he has to slow down earlier approaching the intersection.
Dr. Iftoda's research suggests this kind of smart traffic system could reduce the time drivers spend waiting at intersections by more than 28% during rush hour. And CO2 emissions would drop up to 9%. For this to work, though, researchers would have to find a city willing to install and test the smart system, and Iftoda concedes it's a tough sell. Birmingham's acting assistant traffic engineer, Cedric Rutledge, agrees.
There would be some liabilities involved with just coming in and being a test ground for something like that. I'm not sure Birmingham wants to just jump into something that's not a proven product.
Still, Mike Shattuck, the economic development pro who spends so much time in his car, says it could be worth trying.
The timing of the traffic lights, emission testing, and so forth, these little things that we could do in order to help clean our air and ultimately help us in recruiting more industry to the Birmingham area.
Tomorrow in our series, we examine why Alabama does not have mandatory vehicle emissions testing. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.